This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr for Terry Loomis, who, by the way, will be back with you tomorrow and broadcasting from Dakota Fest in Mitchell, South Dakota. Going to be broadcasting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week from the Schlafman Farm just southeast of Mitchell, South Dakota. Try to make plans to attend if you can. Lots of learning, a lot of good things happening there from South Dakota State University and transition planning and a lot of things, livestock learning going on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week in Mitchell, South Dakota. Recent data from the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank survey of agricultural credit conditions suggests conditions in the farm sector stabilizing. Agricultural credit conditions weakened in the second quarter of 2017, but the pace of deterioration has slowed. Although the rate of which farm loans are being repaid continues to decrease, the change from a year ago was not as sharply down as in recent years. Only 37% of bankers in the survey reported a decrease in repayment rates from 1 year ago, the lowest share since mid-2015. Farmland values continue to trend lower alongside the reductions in farm income and weaker credit conditions, but the changes have remained modest. With the fall harvest approaching, agricultural lenders and borrowers remain concerned about prospects for the farm economy in the Midwest, particularly in regions with limited potential for high crop yields. But bankers were generally less pessimistic about economic conditions in the farm sector in the second quarter of 2017 than in the second quarter of 2016. The renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement gets underway August 16th. That's Wednesday. Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. can sit down at a table to update the 20-year-old agreement. Former Chief Ag Trade Negotiator Darcy Vetter said the upcoming negotiations represent an opportunity for needed updates to the agreement.
It's also an opportunity, if not done very carefully, to reopen the terms of trade between three countries that really rely on one another. And so heading into these negotiations, I'm hopeful that what the three parties can focus on is bringing an agreement that is dated in some ways up to the standards we need in 2017. But I hope they are also looking at the fact that our three economies have integrated themselves based on, you know, duty-free access for almost all products to each other's markets, and that we should be really cautious about interrupting those trade flows.
Former Chief Agricultural Trade Negotiator Darcy Vetter. And we'll hear more from Vetter right after this break. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.